Hey everybody, welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. We are back today and we're gonna get into the psychology of things, all things money, of course. And it's a topic specifically that I think I've alluded to in past podcasts, but I've never actually had a specific episode dedicated to it. So I wanted to talk about your money mindset, generally speaking, and your kind of rich money mindset, your broke money mindset, how you can influence or change your money mindset, why it's important to do that, and also this idea of scarcity and a scarcity mindset, and also a mindset of abundance, and how you can, again, cultivate that abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset that can keep you from taking risks and making decisions that probably aren't as risky as you would think, but you have this inability to drive any kind of change in your life because you are so risk averse, because you are so scared of not having enough money to feed your kids or put food on the table or pay your bills, keep the lights on, not get evicted. So these are very important psychological pieces of the financial world that will change your life and will change your behaviors and will change your day-to-day actions and thoughts around money. And it's really going to help drive how you guys treat your money, spend your money. And you know how I feel about money. It's all about respect. But that is why this is very important and why I'm going to keep putting small nuggets out there, dedicated podcasts and episodes all about the psychological aspect of money. Okay, so the first thing is I just want to talk about money mindset and what that is and what that means. So basically, your money mindset is the unique beliefs and attitudes that you've developed about money over time based on your experiences, how you grew up, how you were raised, who you were around, where you live. All of those things really help to cultivate those beliefs and attitudes. So again, they stem from your environment, from influences from your family, from friends, from other areas, you know, of your life as you kind of navigate through life. And those views will drive your decisions about you and how you manage your money. So people who have healthy mindsets, healthy money mindsets, really think of money in a specific way. So they see money as a tool to accomplish things. They don't compare themselves to others or worry about what others have. They believe anyone can learn how to properly manage money. They know their financial goals are attainable with a plan, and they work daily, weekly, monthly to stay on track with that plan. So what's a broke mindset? So the flip side of that is a broke mindset means that you're living your life in fear of money, that you will think you'll never have enough, that you'll be unable to reach your financial goals, and you'll always be striving for something more. You'll never have what you need. You'll never have enough in life. You'll never have enough to meet your goals. The problem with this is you start to not put effort into improving your situation. Let's say you are living paycheck to paycheck. You just start getting depressed about it, and you start having this mindset that it is what it is. I'm never going to get ahead. It's negative, and there's nothing you can do to turn it around. And so you end up spiraling, and it ends up becoming kind of a circular effect where you have this mindset, you are living paycheck to paycheck, and you can't get out of it, and that's the way you see it, and you're not doing anything to change it, and you're not seeing your money as a tool to grow your money and grow a wealthy and or rich life. So how's your money mindset formed? Again, the way you view money starts with your daily environment and your interactions with others. So again, think back to how you grew up and how the world around you treated money. Did you observe it negatively or positively? Was it treated negatively or positively? So I encourage you guys to think about your particular situation and the way you think about money, the way you spend your money, the way you save your money or invest it or not, and go back to how you feel about money, and let's work on some steps to change your mindset about money. So the first step I want you guys to think about is to make a commitment to yourselves for financial stability, to reach a financially stable place in your life. And that's going to look different for everybody, but in most cases, that's going to be, I have, in my personal opinion, between a 6 and 8 month emergency fund that can be used for other things if you feel like that's too much money. You are able to save a certain amount that meets your retirement goals towards retirement. And then you basically are still spending below what you're bringing in overall because you're able to put some money aside for savings. You're able to put some money aside for investing and then still have fun and live a great life. But for you to be able to do that, you have to understand what, and I allude to this, what financially stable looks like to you and for you and your family. And that's going to be different for everybody with general rules of thumb that I mentioned previously. And the other thing is learn and be surrounded by positive thoughts, by positive concepts, by positive information, and learn and become financially literate. I have said this probably until I'm blue in the face in almost every episode I've done. Financial literacy is absolutely so critical to your financial life, your financial freedom, your financial independence. If you don't understand money, how are you going to ever change the way you treat it? How are you ever going to change your behaviors and your actions if you surround yourself with the same negative broke mindset? So personal finance books, following really reputable personal finance people on social media can be helpful because it's just kind of a quick hit of information, a quick hit of knowledge that helps you start to really formulate your general thought process around money. And it gives you some nice tips and tricks of trying to save more, trying to invest more. It also just brings in some of that positive reinforcement through, again, knowledge and additional resources that you can do this. You can build in abundance. You can build in wealth and start that wealth journey. And here's how these people have done it. So this is doable. They're normal people. I can do the same thing. Your life will also be just less stressful generally and more peaceful when you learn how to manage your money. When you look at your money, when you sit down, open bills, do your budget, understand how much is coming in, how much is going out a month. Once you understand where you're at, and then you can take your excess on cruise control and just start saving and investing, you will be so much less stressed. There is a difference between looking at your money and stressing out over the money you have or don't have. Another way to change that money mindset is to practice money affirmations. So money affirmations are a way to help you visualize the results and keep you focused on your goals. So have you ever visualized how your finances could be better? Do you think about things you want to accomplish with your money? How often do you tell yourself all these positive things that you're going to do? These are the types of questions I want you to ask. These are the types of things I want you to sit down and think of when you determine and define your goals. And I want you to keep telling yourself daily, weekly, monthly, put it in your calendar, write it down, that you are going to accomplish these goals and you're going to have this money and you're going to do these great things. The fourth thing is to stop focusing on what others have. So listen, don't try and keep up with the Joneses or the Kardashians. Don't look at other people, especially their material belongings, their cars, their houses, their clothing, their bags. I don't care if they spend $5,000 a month on self-care. I encourage you to stop focusing on that because I guarantee you, if you go and look digitally, if you go and look in their accounts, you probably have a lot more money than they do. And that's what really matters. It's about the money you actually have. And the hard part about this is it's very intangible for you to grow wealth in an account. Next thing is be grateful and practice gratitude. So be grateful for what you do have. So, you know, besides being concerned about what others have and causing yourself more financial stress, it's a great idea to practice being grateful for what you do have and your own progress. Like I said, baby steps are completely fine, reasonable, and understandable. I would take any step, and just doing that consistently will breed nice benefits for your wealthy life. It will breed accumulation of money, which is exactly what we want. So think consistency and time, not how much I'm doing or how much progress I'm making. As long as you're making progress, okay? And start being grateful and appreciative of that progress. And use that progress to fuel you even further to continue the behaviors, to continue the attitudes, to continue the actions in that positive direction. action. Next is to create big money goals. So as you develop your financial goals, you'll create a mix of short-term, long-term, and maybe even bigger goals that might seem impossible. But dream big. You certainly want to have various achievable goals that might not take much effort, because that will keep you moving in the right direction. That will give you the fuel and the incentive and the drive to keep making good decisions. But think about where you really want to be later in life. Like, what's your dream for retirement? Do you want to retire early? Do you have a certain wealth accumulation milestone you want to hit? Is your goal to become a millionaire, a multimillionaire? Those are some awesome goals, and they're big goals. Focusing on the bigger money goals can help you shape your money mindset in a better direction, because these goals really help you stay focused. These big goals really help you stay focused on what matters and helps you build a strategy to work on. The next one, and the last one, is just believe in yourself. You have the ability and the full control, by the way, to do all of this yourself. You are 100% in control of this, of your rich life, of your wealthy life. Nobody else is going to care as much as you are about this life and building this life for yourself, for your family. So believing in yourself and having confidence that you can improve your finances might be a challenging aspect to changing the way you think about money. Often, people let their past experiences dictate everything that happens in their life. Have you said or heard, "I was raised poor, so I'll always be poor and broke. I'll never be able to retire because I don't know how to invest. I'm drowning in debt. I'll never be debt-free." Regardless of where you are from, experienced, or grew up with, you alone have the power to change your story. That is the most important thing here. And there's no doubt that bettering your personal finances and mindset is easier for some than others. But by believing in yourself and changing the way you view money, you'll find that it's easier to develop better habits. And then you'll also be more willing to put in the work, even if altering your finances seems like an impossible feat. So those are a couple of steps I want you guys to take to start changing that money mindset, especially if that money mindset that you hold is negative and it feels defeating and it feels like you're never going to get ahead in life, you're never going to be wealthy, you're never going to be able to meet your goals. I want you to start working towards changing that mindset. So the last thing is, I wanted to talk about scarcity mindset and abundance mindset, because we want you guys to reach an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. So I want you to understand what scarcity mindset is and looks like, and then ways to get to that abundance mindset. So basically, a scarcity mindset is a pervasive feeling of not having enough, whether it's time, money, connection, so on and so forth. We're focusing obviously on money here. So having a scarcity mindset can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, because these beliefs make it difficult to move forward and may keep you stuck in scarcity. So that's the whole reason we want you guys to get out of this mindset and move past it. It is necessary to acknowledge that scarcity is not just a mindset, but a reality for many people. So there are many out there who live at, below, even above the poverty line, who cannot pay their bills. They cannot afford basic needs. They can't afford food. They can't afford housing. And that is not a simple, let's wake up and have an abundance mindset and that'll fix everything. That's not really what we're saying here, right? There's actual people who are living in this scarcity world where they do not have enough to live off of. But growing up in poverty in a true scarcity environment, it is linked to behavioral and mental health issues, as being raised in scarcity literally changes your brain. Adopting an abundance mindset won't magically solve all your problems, but it may help you see them in a different way that makes it easier to problem solve or cope. So I want to just give you some signs of a scarcity mindset. Do you always feel behind? Are bills and other responsibilities piling up? Are you overscheduling yourself? Are you saying yes to opportunities that aren't right for you because you're afraid another one won't come? Also, from a money standpoint, are you not looking at your accounts? Are you not opening your bills that come in the mail? Are you not looking at your money? Are you paying things off as they come in but not able to save any money, aka living paycheck to paycheck? You probably are or have developed a scarcity mindset over time. So what actually ends up happening in a scarcity mindset is your behaviors become erratic. Your behaviors become, to an extent, self-inflicting. Your behaviors become destructive, because what's happening is your mind is having to operate very quickly and not when it has the proper bandwidth to do so effectively. So you're basically operating under a reduced cognitive ability that leads to self-defeating actions. And these actions can take multiple forms, and these things tend to snowball. So we also find that in this scarcity mindset, we're making very quick and usually uneducated decisions from a financial standpoint with our money. So either we're overspending or we're paying too much towards bills because we're having to pay late fees because we can't keep up with bills. So now you're on this hamster wheel that's driven by a scarcity mindset where you're continuously making bad decisions, and that's just exacerbating the issue. So again, in a drained state, your brain's activity slows down in the prefrontal cortex, much like a computer trying to run too many processes at once. The response time in decision making is longer, and more stress and less confidence are experienced. Long-term planning becomes too taxing. So we don't even think long-term. We think short-term, and even the short-term is not great in terms of the decisions and the actions that we're taking. And scarcity on a larger scale can affect the mindset and decision-making too. It's believed that after the events like the 2008 financial crisis, and likely after the coronavirus pandemic and the accompanying economic uncertainty, the ability to make decisions quickly has collectively suffered. This means that embracing the opposite, an abundance or growth mindset, leads to benefits such as increased performance and more malleability in the brain. Our brains get a hit of dopamine as we take risks and successfully complete them, thus priming us to search for more dopamine by increasing those growth behaviors that prompted the dopamine release in the first place. So the first step here from moving to abundance from scarcity is acceptance. So once you accept kind of where you're at in your life and that you need to change, you can stop using your precious limited resources to fight against accepting where you are now. In order to know where you're going, you must know where you started. Self-compassion is the next piece of this. So whatever you've done up to this point in your life has gotten you to where you are today, and you should be proud of yourself for making it through today. Any habit or mindset you have now that you want to change had its reason or purpose at one time. Survival. So give yourself some self-compassion, give yourself some grace and gratitude, similarly to what I talked about earlier. Find that one thing. Perhaps your finances are not abundant, but your time is. You have lots of free time. View that as an area of abundance in your life to be treasured. Or do you have financial abundance, but your time is scarce because you work so much to earn that money? You can recognize that you wish you were able to spend more time with your family, but that your abundance is helping them. Don't have an abundance of time or money? Maybe you have an abundance of love from a human or from a pet. No matter how small, there's likely at least one thing in your life you see as abundant, even if it's just you took another breath today. So I encourage you guys to find that one thing that you know is abundant in your life today and focus on that. Now define abundance for yourself. Abundance and an abundant mindset look different for everybody. What looks like abundance to you might look like scarcity to somebody else, or vice versa. It's hard to get yourself in the mindset of being abundant if you don't know what you're striving toward. How would it feel to be abundant? What would your life look like? Think, write it down, start small. Changing all of your habits or ways of thinking in one day is not gonna work. More than likely, it's like a New Year's resolution, man. You will go through it for a couple weeks and then it will fall apart. Or maybe it's just too big where you feel overwhelmed and you can't even start. So start really small, focus on making small tweaks to your mindset and make those small changes and focus on how those small changes affect how you feel about your scarcity and abundance. And hopefully you're moving towards abundance and away from scarcity. The other thing is mindfulness. So our brains understandably get wrapped up in the scarcity mindset. They're constantly processing what they need to do next to survive. This takes us out of the present. Taking some time to be mindful, whether it's through meditation or just paying attention to a current moment, can slow our things down so we can think more clearly. I love this because I don't do it enough either. I've been trying to take time. I'm not a morning person, so I've become a night person just by default, to really sit down, close my eyes for about 5 minutes and reflect on what I did that day. Think about what I did today that got me to feel the way I feel, whether it's positive or negative. If there's something that led to my negative feelings, try and work towards removing that. If there's something that made me feel really good, I want more of that in my life. So I'm going to try to find ways to add more of that into my day-to-day. But really, guys, I encourage you to take the time to think and process and give yourself some grace and give yourself that compassion and really just be proud of yourself for making the small changes, because those small changes lead to a lifestyle change, lead to a mindset shift that you will find will drive you to your wealthy and rich life way faster and more effectively than anything else. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. It was a lot of the woo-woo, a lot of the psychology, but I think it's so important to go through and talk about. And until next time, respect yourself by respecting your money. We'll talk soon.